Thanks for tuning in to the Hijinks Ensue podcast. This is Joel from HijinksEnsue.com, webcomic and blog for geeks and weirdos and freaks and shitheads. And me. I'm joined in the studio today by absolutely no one. Josh and Eli are off on, I think, religious sabbatical, finding themselves. We decided not to do an episode this week. We're going to catch up next week. This weekend we'll record a new one, and it'll be up next week for your listening enjoyment. We wanted to give you something. We wanted to give you something to pass the time with. So instead of expending any effort, we dug through the secret vault of failure and dusted off some gems. First up is going to be just a few bits from what you may have heard us refer to in the past as the Lost episode or the Lost podcast. This was one that we recorded. It's actually the second episode we recorded. I think we tried three times to get a usable episode, and it was just so terrible. I don't know if we felt jinxed by the first one, which we thought was pretty good, or if all of our talent and ability to say funny things was exhausted on that one. I have no idea. But that second episode was just fucking terrible. It was unbelievable. I can't even begin to describe. And so parts of it were okay with heavy, heavy editing. Parts of it were not embarrassing. And then towards the end, it started to pick up, and it actually got really, really funny. Josh started, for some reason, talking in German, in a sexy German, which was just cracking us up. And we were going on that for like a solid 30 minutes, but when I realized that the GarageBand had stopped recording about 25 minutes earlier, so we really didn't get any of that, just the first part. And so you hear that. So if you wonder why Josh starts talking in sexy German, it's because it had been a very long day, and we were delirious and depressed. It was the only thing we could do to stay alive. And then I'm also going to play the lunch cast that we recorded back in late February for Josh's birthday at Luby's, home of chop steak and gravy and old people. The kind of old people that would have like hard candies in their pockets, like a butterscotch or Werther's Originals. And this is, we've referred to this in the past too, where when we eat at Luby's, people actually stand up and move their tables away from us. They're literally dragging 1,000-pound pieces of furniture at great personal risk just to get away from us. And so at that table, there's going to be me. Eli is missing. Josh is there because it's his birthday. And then our good friends Mikey, Jen, and you'll hear Jeremy from time to time. You'll also hear them refer to the fact that they seem to have a child. It's because they do. So that might make a little bit more sense. The conversation's a little bit hard to hear. There's some additional of their friends in the background, but I didn't actually know everybody. You can't hear them on the recorder anyway, so I will leave them to anonymity. And, you know, bear with me. It actually sounds pretty terrible, but some of it's all right. Definitely not our best work, but, you know, we'll be back next week. So here you go. What is sort of kind of the Hijinks Ensue podcast number 7. From the vault, here comes bits and pieces of the Lost episode, and then the February Luby's Lunchcast.
That's not even close.
Too much shit is going
on. It's cycling through every sound on your laptop.
Around, nothing's gonna ever bring me down. The best around, nothing's gonna ever keep me down. The best.
Okay. Then professional fade out.
Oh wait, no. punch that guy in the face, kick him in the throat, break his spine and rape his corpse. Fight!
Since this got cut from last week's podcast, because we didn't have the proper audio set up, I'm going to go back to Two Girls, One Cup, the show. This is at channel101.com, and you'll find Two Girls, One Cup, the show, brought to you by the mastermind from House of Cosby's.
Hey, my name is Cup. I live in Sherman Oaks with two wonderful girls, Alyssa and Sarah.
Listen, sweethearts.
I couldn't ask for better roommates, but I have a secret. Every time I look at these two girls, all I can think about is them taking a shit inside of me, then drinking the shit, swishing it around in their mouths, and throwing it up all over each other. I'd be devastated if they found out, but that's not enough to keep me from trying. This is Two Girls in One Cup, the show on PBS Kids.
God damn it.
Oh, it's so good. He's secretly finding a toilet costume to wear. To trick them.
So last weekend when I went to the bachelor party.
Yes.
There was.
Did you actually go to like a titty-fied bachelor party?
We went
or like
to
a
all nude.
Did you really?
Yeah. There's all nudes.
That's gross.
You have to bring your own booze.
Do you know how badly.
Isn't that my line, really?
You know how badly I know? Doesn't matter. Nothing matters. You know, I don't want to see flabbity, saggly vajayjays. That's gross.
Anyway.
That have been working all day and they're tired.
Tired?
Their vaginas are like,
that's the best type.
Oh, God. What do you need, hon? I've been on my feet all day. What can I get for you?
So,
I mean, rub myself in your face?
No. This is about to get good.
What can I do for you, sweetie? Sweet cakes.
So,
I'm a vagina.
There was a one-armed stripper.
No.
Oh, my God.
No. You have to stop.
No, seriously, like, from, like, the elbow up, it was just a nubbin. And we're there and, you know, doing our thing. And I was talking to...
By which you mean pants around
standing,
your ankles.
Yeah. Just, right. Like, doing a hula hoop, you know, with my pants down at the floor. But no, I'm there and I'm talking to one of the guys who's there with us and a part of the group. And he's like, so there's a one-armed stripper.
Like no one else noticed.
Well, no, nobody else at the time had noticed, at least in our group. So part of my job was to go out and solicit the you know, like the dances and bring them over. It's like, hey, I need to buy a dance for, you know, my friend, blah, blah, blah. And,
you get elected for that.
I don't know.
Volunteer.
I was standing.
Okay.
He's the least threatening Mexican.
Yeah. Well, no, it was funny. Yeah, it's probably true.
That's true.
But
all these bald, tattooed,
the first stripper,
800-pound freak shows and Eli.
The first stripper I go up to, I was like, "Excuse me, madam, may I purchase some of your services?" And she was,
"I'd like some of your finest nudity and gyrations of the pelvic region. I'll take your finest smokables."
Yeah, that's pretty much how it went. Because I was like
some of your libations and smokables, and your most skillful and nimble striptress.
Chop chop
chop chop.
Now I was actually really excited to see her do either a stage dance or a lap dance. I did not see either because I could only imagine that the stage dance, every couple of minutes, you just hear like, sorry, ow. Sorry, sorry. And then, like,
pick
you know,
that back up.
They're playing, you know, like Pour Some Sugar on Me or something.
You know German, so say sexy German stuff.
While we're at Luby's.
It's in meine Scheiße! Schnell, schnell!
Du machst
shoot the glass.
Oh, du machst mir so geil.
So no, geil. That's too real.
I actually said you make me so horny. You asked for it in German, and I gave it to you in German.
I want you to say, I want you to like say, like, I'm going to the grocery store to buy cabbage, but I want it to sound
shit.
Sexy.
Oh, fuck.
Just say anything, any conversational German. And then you have to scream at the end.
Wie alt bist du? Ja. been sex in Swansea.
Yeah. This is my sex dick? What? I'm a sex
nine.
God?
Sex in Swansea. Yeah. Ich bin.
Wait, are you ordering at Luby's? Is that what's happening?
Please do that.
Ask
order what? Chop steak. With natural gravy.
Ich möchten Sie chop steak. Mit natural gravy.
Yeah, Lebowski, we believe in nothing.
We believe in nothing, Lebowski.
Cut off your Johnson.
Just for the record, I do want to apologize for all of our German listeners. Because my German is terrible. Mein Deutsch ist nicht gut, ja?
Yeah. Wo ist die?
Es ist sehr schlecht.
This sounds like Sanford and Son.
Yeah, this is the music I have sex to. As I'm running around with like a clown hat. I'm running around with like a mask and nothing else around the room.
No. You're still holding a knife, right?
Yeah. I'm still holding a knife.
He's got a steak knife, a pig mask,
and a plastic bag.
And a cape. You're running around in a circle going,
yeah.
That's terrifying.
I'd like to point out that you're by yourself.
That's how he's had sex for the last 10 years.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
The stripper hasn't shown up yet.
All right, so that was the famous, infamous lost episode of the Hijinks and Sue podcast, or the 8 minutes of the hour and a half we recorded that were not so terrible that they made me want to cry in my own vomit. Coming up now, we've got the Luby's Lunchcast from February, from Josh's birthday. For some reason, the conversation quickly devolves into a discussion of discovering sexuality through masturbation. So if that doesn't sound like something that you want to hear, I'd go ahead and hit pause and delete right now. If it sounds like something that you want to hear a lot about, then I would seek help. Maybe call a doctor, counselor. I don't know. And then we're starting off here with sort of Josh's origin story, if you will, I guess to celebrate his birthday. Turns out that he's got just graphic, terrible detail regarding his own conception, which I think is something best left to mystery. But hey, here you go, Internet. Enjoy it. Here you go.
We don't even know who you're talking about. It could be about anybody. So
Is it better? Because isn't your dad a preacher?
Mm-hmm.
Like a man of God?
We're not talking about his dad. We're talking about somebody else. So how did these two individuals hook up and then consummate and then make a baby?
Bon Jovi concert. I hate that it's running right now.
Living on a prayer.
I think it's Wanted Dead or Alive, actually.
Because his dad thought it was a religious song. He's like, this is good Christian music.
Honey, get the hole in the sheet.
Oh, God. Which they keep in the back of the station wagon.
Mikey!
I'm sorry. I was from Melbourne Citizens Brigade. I can't not talk about the hole in the sheet.
Let's get... Hang on. It's been more religions.
Except for, before we do that, tell us the real story.
Were they Hasidic, by any chance? Because that would make for funny.
No.
Do you even know what that means?
Jews?
It's a kind of Jew.
Do you even know what that
means? Look, six people just got up and left.
They're curly hair people.
You've actually boiled it down to exactly why their whole religion exists, is those awesome sideburn curls.
Hey, don't forget the hat.
I got the
really
hat.
Special.
And the wrap.
And there's men and knights.
And the women.
Who?
I like that she said women, and then stuff just, like, flew out of her mouth.
That was sickness.
It was awesome.
It was illness.
It's like a lady.
Spelling.
I just get excited about women.
Just in general.
Is that how it happened?
Vaginas! I'm so excited!
Scissoring!
What scissor? Just scissor me.
Yeah. I explained that to Jason Reese once as if that was real, and he's believed me for about 2 years.
It is completely real and absolutely real that women do that?
Not all the time. can't stop.
No, I'm just saying that's...
I saw it at Walgreens the other day. It's crazy.
If porn's not true, then I...
When I have done it, I have done it that way.
Right. Right.
It's like two clams that are in love.
How do you even get momentum? If you're in that position, you like have to hold hands and...
Yeah.
Wait, you're going into detail.
Because there's nowhere to move.
I'll be in the bathroom.
It's like sharing.
Well,
living on a prayer.
And you sing that the whole time. You're like, God, I'm getting tired of all this scissoring.
I tried that so hard.
Whoa, living on a... So anyway.
Oh, God damn.
So your parents. I mean, this couple.
So,
who we know.
Out on the internet.
In Denton, Texas,
mm-hmm.
one of my great uncles owns a ranch.
Mm-hmm.
This is hot already.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
This the location. Hey, the location I like.
Wait, hang on. It's done, Mr. I didn't do this. So, on this ranch, he raises
cattle. They can't see
that cattle.
On the podcast.
They can't.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
They just cut me out of the podcast worse. Anyway. It's cool. Yeah. That we were planning on it anyway.
We replace everything Monkey says with like...
Rubble, 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 rubble. It's really not much of a stretch anyway.
No.
So your parents...
So, because he raises cows out on this pasture...
Loving
like,
it.
His... This,
oh, no.
The property that he owns is affectionately known as the Cow Patty Motel.
Mm.
Okay, now...
You're taking a turn, yes.
I'm telling you this for a reason.
You turn. Go ahead.
At the Cow Patty Motel is where my family has the family reunion.
Sex.
Every year.
Is that what they call it? The family reunion?
You shut the hell up.
I'm sorry.
At the very first one, basically, everyone in my family shows up, they bring tents, and they camp for a weekend. I need to stop you for a moment.
They pitch
a tent.
That
people almost sat down, stood up, and then
walked
to the other
away.
Side of the restaurant. Excellent. We have
They're
no
like,
one
so,
around us at all. Now, I have an older sister, 12 years older than me, so mm-hmm. she was at the very first family reunion. Now, there's a house on the property that mostly the elderly sleep in because they can't sleep in tents without
They're
dying
shunned.
Or whatever.
They're shunned to the old house with no electricity.
Yeah. So apparently, on the second night of the very first family reunion, my parents put my sister in the house for the night and proceeded to be extremely loud in their tent.
Wow.
And everyone else in my family knows the details of my conception because they had
wow.
to listen to it.
And that was the only time they had sex. That one time.
That was where I was conceived. Now, the beauty of it is...
You're a tent baby.
I am a tent baby.
Yeah, this story sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was going to be good. It's not.
There was no cow patty.
I'm sorry. I liked it.
It's a lot
it
of directions
romantic.
You could have
I was conceived at a family reunion.
In a okay.
Yeah.
By people
union.
That were... By people that were related by blood or by marriage.
My dad was in charge of sending out the invitations for their family reunion every year.
Yes.
Because he was the only person with a computer that could print.
And the only literate person in the family.
Also that.
That's my family.
And I didn't know this for a very long time, but... On the letters that we sent off the invitation, always had a little, like, clip art image of a little orange pup tent, which was
no.
the actual tent. Because everybody knew about it, but me.
No.
Then when I was 14, and, like, somebody, like, brought up the little
it's
orange pup tent.
It's time we sit you down, son.
Did anybody give you an orange pup tent for any of your birthdays? Because, genius. My dad gave me the orange pup
no.
tent. I was like, you can have
oh,
it. And I told him,
you
I
thought this story
don't
wasn't
going to
be awesome.
So this story got... better.
It, that is
I'm
used to go camping
it.
In that tent when I was a little kid. And he's like, you can have it. And I'm like, I don't want it.
One time.
Is that like a...
No. Is that like
I'm
a...
I'm just saying...
Whatever you're going
to
say is going to be loud.
Pinpoint when Maya was concepted.
Conceived. My parents
Shit.
Did not want any more children.
Right.
And they used... Lots of condoms.
Don't,
which I had
don't
to
correct
to my
we
sister,
used lots of condoms.
But I had just guessed that you guys were playing Counter-Strike 400 miles away and you just got pregnant. That's how I thought. That's what happened.
It's like, oh, headshot.
We're both on voice comms.
Zoomed in with the off, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Dude, scout knives.
I love technology.
Wow. And then Jeremy's like,
that's
right. I was just making sure. Headshot.
His own. So you're pregnant now. Deal
I'm
with
saying,
it.
I don't think I could pinpoint the time.
Yeah, but you and Jeremy were like fucking rabbits
God,
on a.
It was a beautiful thing.
Yeah, whatever happened to those days?
Apparently,
know.
We don't get
like.
It's really disappointing.
Like what you would normally do if you were on
later.
A cow patty pasture farm. I don't know, cow patty pasture farm, whatever it's called.
The cow patty
the
hotel.
Casa de cow shit. Wherever you were conceived.
should hang on to that tent, dude.
Where,
they could probably, like, scrape some of your DNA off of it. Like, resurrect you or something.
Dude, if Josh... Do you realize if Josh DNA got in that tent, it would be like...
We don't need, like, a Bobby running around, am I right? Up top.
That's gross.
Yeah, no. If Josh got in that tent, it would be like he was in some sort of paradoxical womb dimension.
Well, it's a very Christian metaphor.
Like
it's being born again.
It's a mirror behind you.
I'm gonna save you here. I'm gonna save you here.
He gets in it?
I sleep in the master bedroom that my parents did for like 10 years.
That's so gross.
Which was the first question I asked Mikey when
it's
he goes
not the same bed.
When he's like, I bought a house, and I'm like, what house? He's like, oh, it's actually the house I grew up in, and I'm like,
did your parents fuck in there?
Yeah, I'm like, so you're sleeping in the fuck room? Or like, actually, the first thing I said was, show me where you learned to jack off. And he's like, I'm around the corner.
Where you
practice? Well, you practice. You practice. I mean,
the problem with the attic is if you stand up, you hit the nails.
Like, oh! Which is what you did for intense pleasure.
Nails to the back of the head.
My bad boy.
We're all right. We're ruining it for everyone
that
else.
That cannot be a learned behavior. That has to just be innate.
I know people that made it through high school not participating in that, and I asked them to go home and try it.
I had this discussion with a neighbor girl. Like, probably I was
hang on.
8. And I was telling her, you know how when you do this, and she's like, no. So I was like, okay, well, we gotta go. And
she was
up in her parents' closet.
Oh, was
and
this
I'm,
the first time you scissored?
No, there's no scissoring. I haven't figured that one out yet. But
man, if I had.
Oh, I would have cut her in half.
But you only had safety scissors back then.
I'm not well.
They cut into the creepy chatter.
Yeah, they were. What are those called?
Can you imagine the news report?
I was telling her which parts to, like, maneuver.
How old were you?
Like 8 or 9. I don't
know. Whoa!
Wow.
Everything's
and she
explained.
Was like, I don't think I have that.
The
so
vagina?
I got to look for her. No, the. Well, I don't know. It's clit, but. I called it something else then, the little flaggy part. The meat flag.
That was the sound of my dinner being done.
The end. The end.
Down. Don't get us kicked out. So I haven't finished my pie.
She had one, she's drunk.
Did you get kicked out?
Yeah, one tree.
So she got pregnant.
Oh, God. Great potatoes.
That's pretty weird, man.
I don't know, man.
What is that?
We're not sure.
We should try some.
He bought it and tried some.
It came out of the orange tent.
What was laughing? That was my actual reaction to the food.
It's the primordial ooze.
Ew.
See, I was talking about someone who was like 16, and you're like, you're like, so toddlers.
Oh, I just remembered. We were 16.
What? Oh. The trifecta of sweet teas coming in.
Can I get a Dr. Pepper?
Thank you.
I'll bring you to it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, to be fair, any guy that doesn't know by 16 is the oddity.
It was a girl.
It's not the norm.
It was a girl.
What did you teach her? Because most 16-year-old boys I know don't know.
I didn't hang out with any dudes.
Nice.
Lucky smoke.
I didn't hang out with anybody.
Well, I never got anywhere with them. I was like the friend that taught you how to masturbate when somehow you made it way too long without trying.
First of all, they will all tell you that. And they all started at the same time that you guys started, about between 7 and 9.
7 and 9? Where are you coming from? Yeah, boys start at like 10 to 12, 14.
Okay, no, that's not true.
That
boys
is?
10
no,
to 12.
Trust me, I have a dick, I swear to God.
First hand knowledge.
Baby steps.
First hand.
First time they do it to completion is usually 10 and 9. Oh. But as soon as you guys come out, you start touching that thing. It's in hand at all times.
That doesn't mean anything.
We need a website that's
okay,
like,
that's what the girls are doing.
I know.
It's important time when you're 7 or you're like,
my wiki babysitter.
Good. My,
that is true. Actually,
I know a guy that has a daughter.
Oh, you said my,
No.
I was like, you're dangerous territory.
No,
right
I know a guy that has a daughter that he says, like, since she's been able to reach it, she's been, like, elbow deep.
Wow.
And I'm like, that's not right. And he's like, I can't do anything about it. Like, it's a constant situation.
So
I'm like,
kids.
Shouldn't you discourage that behavior? He's like, she's not hurting anybody.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that because then all of a sudden
then
they'll become
phobia
freaky.
And,
my mom?
No, she's already on the way.
So they can see better when they did it.
They what?
My mother was very open with that, so she would give my sisters a mirror so they could see what's going on.
Are your sisters still alive?
Yes. My parents were like...
God, that's a dangerous question to ask.
No, I died in a masturbation accident.
Dude, like a
sad it's not zero.
My parents were like the opposite and told me like I was... naughty.
Dirty.
Yeah, I had one day where I was supposed to be taking a nap, and I was in there like, and my mom walked in.
Did you just
walked
the wicked witch of the West?
My mom just opened the door and came in with like clean clothes and a basket. She goes over to my closet, and I'm like, totally didn't get caught. And I can see myself that there's like a mound where my hands are underneath the blanket, but I'm like, she doesn't know what that is because she hasn't figured it out.
You have one.
Right. Like, she doesn't know what I'm doing because it's something I've invented.
And if I can get to the patent office on Monday morning.
So she puts all the pills away.
Before Nikola Tesla.
She's like, you having a good nap? And I'm like, oh, I'm tired. And she's like, I know what you're doing.
Oh, wow. Best nap ever.
Why do I feel like the scene should be like described in black and white as though it, like, it's Jen's creation story?
It's her origin.
Next sound you hear is...
She starts shooting lasers out like 5 seconds.
There's like a glow coming from under the covers.
And the toys start coming out. She's like, plastic spoon, spatula.
My parents were more reactive than proactive, so didn't actually broach anything until it happened.
So that never came up. Nothing did. Nothing sexual ever came up.
How do you be proactive about it? Like,
you sit down and say, hey, so that you don't lose your virginity at 11, here's what sex is. You know, I mean, that's...
Oh, I thought you were talking about masturbation.
No, all of it. All sex, whatever. Okay, I'll start. I'll finish that story. Story number one. My wife had a friend who was... Listen, my wife had this friend that was trying...
Listen.
Listen. This is great.
This is a great story.
She got the talk. Okay, they were talking about when we had the talk. And it's right. Like, I got the talk. My mom told me, blah, blah, blah. And this little girl, like, pipes up with her, like, raises her hand. And she's like, when I got the talk, my mom just said if you do it in the butt, you can't get pregnant.
That's actually common. I had a friend in college who was Catholic, and she was telling me she's a virgin. She's waiting for her wedding night, but she had condoms. I'm like,
it's true, man.
You're not getting married anytime soon.
Josh has never gotten pregnant.
I said, why do you have condoms if you're, like, waiting? She's like, well, that's for anal.
I don't want to have a butt baby.
So we use Simone. They are so gross.
A butt baby?
It's rare.
But the thing is that they're so strict.
You understand? You hit it hard enough, you can...
Like, you have to be a virgin when you get married and save it for your husband. Mm-hmm. They're strict Catholics.
You gotta break a couple walls.
But apparently that's okay.
I hate to break this to Catholic husband, but like, if that she's gonna, like, cut that off, like, on wedding night, like, now we can do it the way God intended instead of the way that the devil enjoys. And he'd be
You're
like,
not even thinking of it.
Not even interested in that.
If you marry some chick and she says she's been saving her virginity for you, that's cute. When you find out that it means
she's a big saggy asshole. She's a saggy, flabby asshole.
Like, sodomized. It's called distended.
Jen looks behind her and she's like,
not offending him.
Is looking at me. We walked in here. We were in here for 1.5 seconds when 6 people turned around and goes, "There's a guy in a kilt. There's a guy in a kilt. Get grandma out of here."
The funny is, Josh is the least offensive one.
If his face is painted blue, we have to run.
Yeah.
No, we're still talking about masturbation.
Didn't you have, like, another story that
there
you
was.
To tell?
Yes, yes. Where did it go? It was before my wife had a friend who was encouraged. Oh, yeah. So
I hate you, Josh.
So I never got the talk. I learned it all from TV and late night showtime was a great teacher. Emmanuel.
Yes. Hold the clock behind him.
Emmanuel.
Holy crap, she went into Days of Our Lives after that.
All I know is she was a headmistress like none other, and she taught me the ways of love and passion.
She's from space in one of the episodes.
She's from space, period. So, yeah, anyway. So, I preferred a fresh box of Kleenex next to the bed. Some guys like a sock, some guys like a shirt, some guys don't care. I knew a guy that fucked a teddy bear.
Surprise.
That was his main area of deposit, was a teddy bear.
I've had guys admit a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay, so I prefer a nice clean box of Kleenex, whatever. So apparently one night I had a nocturnal issue that I did not know about. It was apparently very good. Dream. Maybe Emmanuel was there, I don't know. So I didn't even know. And the first thing I do when I get up in the morning is I, like, throw the shirt off, get in the shower, and that's it. So, like, a week later, my dad comes in. My dad is a bastard and asshole, and we never talked about anything anyway, and whatever.
I hope he likes podcasts.
So this is the number... Oh, God, I'd be so vindicated. So the one time in his life that he tries to give me advice, okay, in the 18 years I lived... 17 years I lived at home, the one time, he walks in with my cum-stained shirt and goes, "Your mom could have found this." And I go, "What?" And he goes, "Look... what you're doing, it's okay. I'm not telling you it's not okay, but you gotta be careful.
She might know you're a boy."
And then he runs out, and, like, I guess he hand washed the shirt, like, in the sink or something.
Yeah. Do you remember that little port on the front of the N64 for the additional RAM pack?
You fucked that?
That's weird.
That's where I deposit my doings.
Mikey, you don't do that.
Oh. I had enough room for a while. We had to need a new
I had a friend.
What happens when you need more RAM?
I had a friend,
baby.
Hey, girls are just as bad. Girls are just as bad.
Yeah, but it's clean.
I had. No, it's not. And if it is, you're doing it wrong. I had a.
You know, I wouldn't have said it, but that gives me too much hope. There's something more.
I had a friend in high school.
Listen,
guys will be like, "Go pick up that shirt," and you're like, "Oh, I don't even have to ask why," right? I had a friend in high school that we were, I guess we were, like, in her, like, vanity area or whatever, and she's getting ready, and I'm, like, looking at her stuff, and I picked up a brush with, like, a big gel handle, and she goes, "Don't touch the brush." And I was like, "Why?" And she's like, "I make love to the brush." All right, so this is the note, and you don't, I don't want you to see this, because I believe that you're a girl. I believe you when you say that you're a woman.
Wait, no, I'm easier to offend than she is, though.
The bathroom in my office, okay, every guy over the course of, like, an hour is sitting at their desk kind of confused, and, like, we sort of look at each other, and we're like, "Bathroom?" We're like, "Yeah! What's going on in the bathroom?" And I'm like, "So it's not just me. It smells like if a shit could have died and had a corpse, and then, like, somebody could have, like, made sweet love to that shit corpse or something."
With A1s.
Right, so we're like, "What the fuck's going on? Like, things are wrong in that bathroom." So one guy comes in laughing, and he's like, "Oh, my God, it's in the bathroom." Like, "We know, it stinks." He goes, "No, go look at the note." And we're like, "The note?" So we go back, and I take a picture to document it for all time. "Dear sir, congratulations on your total destruction of this toilet. You've proven yourself a cut above the rest of us. You're the man!" Exclamation point.
Aren't what? You glad you came?
You got 26 minutes.
I just love these moments where you get, like, several alpha conversation people at one table.
That's the only way it works.
And they're all telling as important as a story as the next person.
It weaves a tale.
A tale.
Hello.
Hello.
Willow.
Yeah.
That one is a goat.
Oh, I'm Matt Mardigan. Take it parts. Shut up. You don't like Matt Mardigan?
I'm that little owl from Jason and the Argonauts.
The owl was awesome.
What was his name?
No,
like,
it wasn't
Hootie
owl
Face?
From Jason and the Argonauts.
Yeah, that was
owl
it.
Owl was from Clash of the Titans.
Whatever. What was his name? Like, Hudo, Duco?
Those two movies were, like, the same
Hookie
movie.
Dookie.
So it doesn't matter.
What was his name?
Rimjob? Like, Rickroll? I think his name was Rickroll. Wasn't he the owl that was going, "Never gonna let you down, never gonna let you down.
Around and it was something
you.
Like that, like Rickroll.
Ricky Ticky, Tabby.
Yeah, whatever. James had a crystal ball that he's been actually
crystal
doing the...
ball!
What was it called?
Contact Ugly.
Yeah.
That's a stick song.
This shit.
Yeah, I think you need two hands for that.
The nastiest hippie in the world tried to get me to do that. We went to a Ren Faire, so imagine that. Nasty hippie Ren Faire. Can't even believe it. We go to a Ren Faire, and there's a hippie.
Like, "Oh, don't you guys all work at Freebird?"
Yes! No! He had the giant ears, and he had huge dreadlocks, and he was all natural as it gets. Like, cakes of dirt were coming off of this guy in poundage. And he's doing a little dance with a ball on his hand. And he's like,
look, I can, oh, ooh, magic, I'm dancing with the
ball. My name is Elvis.
Prince Sara.
He's like,
so it turns out all it is a giant ball bearing from like an industrial machine. He's like, you want to try one? I stink. And like, I'm like, oh, I'll try it. And he puts it on top of my hand and it falls off immediately. And I'm like, that's terrible. That's not fun at all. He's like, it's totally, it's for play. It's for playing games. You're never too old to play games.
And I'm
like,
Cinnabon. We played Cinnabon Hawking.
So,
never mind.
Say something about Stephen Hawking.
No, I said Cinnabon Hawking, but I guess Stephen
Stephen Hawking was there, and he's like, give me the ball. Put it on my face.
We both can't do any of that. Man. He can't do Cinnabon.
No. That's him. That's him when the hippie's too close to him. He's like, I can still smell hippie. Someone push me away.
Roll it down the cliff.
This is worse than a black hole. And those are bad.
Or the third Pirates of the Caribbean.
Holy.
What did your eyes just do?
They did the thing.
Do you have multiple membranes like a shark?
They're nictitating membranes. Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
You're nictitating.
Brain fight. Oh, you are. Bam. Imagine it's like,
and that's how Maya was made.
Right, Jeremy's got all these reasons to not have sex, and you're like, nope, superior brain. Take off your pants.
That works every time, too. No, stop. I really don't want
Jeremy comes home, and he's like reading the newspaper, and his dick's out. And he's like, hey, so, what's for sex tonight?
He said you didn't take pictures.
Yeah. Good for
him. Doesn't count for video.
So yeah. Anybody notice this, sir, dick that I have out? Did you watch that pilot on YouTube for Dane Cook?
Racist. No, what? I have no idea.
Oh, my God. The pilot. It's called a pilot. Did you watch that pilot for
it's
Dane Cook?
It's called
no.
a pilot?
What?
Wow.
Okay. Never mind. Okay, go to that. They, Dane Cook had two different pilots that didn't get aired called, they were both called Cooked. They were... Each of them was called
C-O-K-T?
I don't know. Go on YouTube, find Dane Cook Pilot, and watch it, and it's that. It's him going, it's like a box, but it's a B, it's like a B, it's like a B to the O to the X to the box to like, like what's happening? Why is Dane Cook?
Wait.
Why is he on
Was this
YouTube?
Any chance a pilot for Fox to go up against Pamela Anderson on Stacked?
It might have been.
Stacked
and Cooked.
I mean, come on.
Your Thursday night lineup on Fox, Stacked and Cooked, followed by a brand new person, Cooked. And another
Pamela
Stacked.
Anderson running a library or bookstore?
Because that's what you relate her to.
It's so hard.
I know.
When you think Pamela Anderson, you think learning.
Just eat that.
Yes, actually, that's true.
You think learning and education. And so she had a bookstore instead of like a tit store.
Well, it pretty much was anyway, though.
Right.
They were like, who are the most small chest women we can get to put
and then,
in the show?
And
like,
then the,
Kathy Griffin.
Oh, that was, yeah. She's
put
a special.
Kathy Griffin?
I don't know.
I'm Kathy Griffin. Where'd my nose go?
It's going.
I like gays.
And Steve Wozniak. Which makes no
that
sense.
That has to not be true. I had this vision. I had this vision of Kathy Griffin and Steve Wozniak getting married, and then Steve Jobs just banging on the glass, like, Steve! Steve!
You dream about this.
And Wozniak saw him.
Dustin Hoffman's picture?
Yes. Wasn't the Graduate?
Yes.
Steve, and Wozniak's going down the aisle on a Segway.
That is the funniest part.
You actually,
for all his mental effort, like the funniest thing he does is that fucked up laugh. exertion, giggle.
Exhale.
So can we call this dead?
Freak.
Doctors.
No, wait,
are we done?
Sing happy birthday.
I'm not going to help you with that.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Wait, no, do the Marilyn Monroe one.
Oh, God. And we're done. Wait, no, I didn't. Make it stop. Break it.
Don't touch it.
Break it.
Don't touch this.
I don't want to.
Yeah, that's the end of it.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Josh, from Luby's.
Die.
Cut off your Johnson!